The United States and much of the Western world is in the midst of a complete moral revolution. You know that. But recently, a piece of legislation passed through Congress, and as I speak, is now before the United States Senate, called the Equality Act. That is a far-sweeping, broad legislative effort to overturn, essentially, the moral order, not just of America, but of life itself, against the created order that God Himself has put in place. The Equality Act is a centerpiece of legislation that the new presidential administration in America under Joseph Biden says they want to publish with or to enact within the first 100 days of their administration. As I said, it's before the Senate. Why is this so important to understand? Because it strikes, as I've said, at the very moral order in legislating for the equality of gender issues under the rubric of the LGBTQ acronym that has become a part of our life and the very fabric of so much in America today, and legislating now gender issues, sexual identity, to where it cannot be discriminated against, and it will go so far as to remove freedoms that churches, institutions of faith have in place guaranteed by the Constitution. Now, with this being enacted, it is going to have the danger of stripping much of this away. Schools and churches, healthcare organizations are now, in a sense, reclassified as what will be called public accommodations, which means that in the public expression of the faith of a church or of a faith-based institution, that will be something that then falls within the purview of this Equality Act and therefore then can be legislated against. In other words, a church, a religious college or other institution will have to hire ministry, workers, perform certain actions that are against their faith and people whose lifestyle and actions are contrary to their faith as well. And to express that will then be something that can be enacted legally against. This has been going on for a long time in our culture. Academia, entertainment. The Supreme Court has made judgments about same-sex marriage, abortion, and other matters that have gone against the Bible and other churches and religious organizations now for decades. The swing of the pendulum morally and culturally through business, through big tech, has in effect happened. And now this is the movement's final effort, at least to enact legislation that will in effect amend the 1965 Civil Rights Law and extend those privileges and equality to gender issues, and now it will be the law of the land. This is something that is going to impact every part of America, probably create some kind of a backlash, but it is huge, it is important, it will impact the lives of virtually everyone. This is big. This is a moral revolution that is coming to pass, it seems. What can we do? What can you do? Many have called for certainly prayer that it would not happen, but it is a movement that has been going on for a long time and in many ways prophesied biblically to be a part of what the world and nations are a part of close of the age before Christ's return. And so for you and I, praying thy kingdom come is going to be even more vital and more important, but also being aware, watching and understanding what is taking place to understand the impact that's going to have upon our world, our life, and the gospel is very, very important. Something to watch, something to understand. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.